Here's my theory.
Spill it.
A podcast is just like sex. Uh-huh. It has three parts, before, during, and after. Then there's even a climax involved in both, if done well.
Sandbox Radio.
There better be a climax in this podcast.
Sandbox Radio, spring fever? That's why we're here.
I mean, spring fever is all about sex, right?
Yes, and it's perfect timing, because I'm giving up sex tomorrow for Lent.
Oh.
Good evening, and welcome to Sandbox Radio.
What are you giving up?
Lame stuff.
Like what?
Like my dreams.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm sick of my dreams. I'm much more comfortable living vicariously through someone else's.
Yeah.
So I've decided to quit dreaming, forget my life. I have other people's stories.
Awesome.
Why give up sex for Lent? Were you having a lot of sex beforehand?
With my husband?
Yeah.
No.
With someone else?
No.
So you're not really giving anything up because you weren't having it anyways?
I had it in other ways.
What do you mean?
Mentally.
You had mental sex?
Yes.
With who?
Everyone.
Everyone?
Yes.
Me?
Yes.
Really?
No.
Okay. What is mental sex?
Well, you're not satisfied with your life, so you listen to other people's stories to fix it. I'm not satisfied with mine, so I use my imagination to fix it. My mental capacities.
Oh.
Honestly, it's better than what you do.
I wasn't judging you.
No, I know. I was judging you.
Oh.
I fantasize with my imagination. You fantasize through someone else's imagination.
So you're not giving up the actual act of sex for Lent. You're giving up mental sex. Like, if your husband did want to have sex, you could have it. You just couldn't imagine it?
Shut up! I'm just giving up on sex, period.
Giving up on sex? Look, you can take a break from it for Lent, but don't give up on it as a concept. That's just depressing.
Well, at least I don't need to live through someone else's story to feel like a real person. And really, who are the real people?
Like, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow or someone.
But how do we even know she's real? Maybe she's just made up.
Oh, she's real. She came into a restaurant where I waitressed in my 20s.
What did she order?
Crab cakes.
There's Martha.
Oh, my God. She's wearing pajamas.
She looks crazy.
She's wearing slippers and has an eye mask around her neck.
She looks like crap. Don't say anything.
I can't. I'm speechless.
I just had the best sex last night.
Oh.
It was like everything happened all at once.
Are you serious?
No way.
It was amazing.
Well.
Huh.
The five senses turned on like a waterfall. Taste, touch, smell.
We know the five senses.
We've got it, Martha.
Oh.
Where were your kids?
Sleeping.
I thought they sleep with you.
They do.
Were they sleeping with you while you had sex?
What kind of question is that?
Sheila's been using her imagination more lately.
No, my children weren't with me.
I mean, you co-sleep, so...
Are your children with you when you have sex?
Sheila doesn't have sex. She just imagines it.
Louise doesn't imagine sex. She just hears about it through audio.
Podcasts, hence why we're here.
Is this Sandbox Radio episode about sex?
Well, yeah. Everyone knows that. Spring fever.
I didn't know that. I thought that meant, like... You want spring to come.
No, it means sex.
Joyful, gleeful sex?
Like the kind you had last night, apparently.
Was it with your husband?
Of course it was.
Why was it so good?
I just abandoned myself finally and really let loose.
So to have good sex, you have to abandon yourself.
Yes. I abandoned myself. I left her behind.
Where is Martha while you're abandoning yourself?
Grocery shopping.
Oh.
Huh.
Organic, like a nice place, or just a regular store?
Organic.
Yeah.
So, like, when you're having great sex, part of you is at the grocery store?
Uh-huh.
Well, like, did that part of you ever come back from the store?
No. The Martha I abandoned, she's in the checkout aisle and she can't get out.
Is she alone?
She's very lonely, but no, there's the boy doing the checking.
What's his name?
His name tag says Fred, but it's a lie. I don't know how I know, I just know.
Then what happens to that Martha?
She's stuck in the checkout aisle with her kids in the cart and her part-time job in her purse. I'm still trying to find her, really.
Wow, that sounds like amazing sex.
Like almost tantric.
Yeah. I don't know where that lady went that, you know, had that really good sex. Screw her. She is sleeping with my husband, and I hate her.
What a bitch. I never really liked that Martha either.
Yeah, I was always jealous of her.
And now I'm about to sit with other people and listen to stories about sex? I mean, look who we're sitting with. I don't want to get turned on with these people. I don't get turned on anymore. That's not me.
Okay, well, what do you want to do? Listen to, like, Prairie Home Companion?
No, I just... If something starts getting too sexual, I just close my eyes. Don't watch. If I start getting stimulated, you know, by life, I can't handle it. I just shut down.
And go back to the checkout aisle?
I am putting my eye mask on and my earplugs in.
But Martha, Jesus. When did we get so repressed?
We wanted so much.
We couldn't hold all of that want. It just got bigger and bigger, unmanageable, overwhelming.
The more middle-aged we are, the more we see what we can have that we don't have.
Whiskey.
Money.
Houses.
Vacations.
Perfect family.
Perfect photo albums.
New York apartment.
Beach house.
Summer cabin.
Good restaurants.
We want so goddamn much.
That we just give it all up. And hand it over.
Yeah. But here, have some whiskey.
You have whiskey?
Always. We say what we want only happens in podcasts, on TV and movies. And then we let our real lives be mediocre, shitty, half-assed.
Be just like this.
Like what?
Like three pathetic best friends that drink shitty whiskey and can't enjoy real life anymore.
What happened to us?
Well, somewhere, somehow.
We abandoned ourselves.
So are we supposed to just be like this then? Just walk around always mildly unsatisfied?
Just enjoy the podcast.
It's Gwyneth Paltrow's voice.
Are you sure?
It totally is. I recognize it from the restaurant when she ordered the crab cakes.
I didn't order crab cakes, Louise. I ordered beefsteak tomatoes harvested by Mario Batali.
Really? I'm sorry. You must be right, Gwyneth. My mistake.
You're in a comfortable chair?
Yes, you're right, Gwyneth.
You are in a comfortable chair too, Sheila.
Yes.
You're next to your best friend. You probably have treats. You're going to get a glass of wine after this. Oh. Then you'll go home and see your family, and you'll think they're beautiful. Oh. Then you'll quit your job and do something you like more that really resonates with you. Oh. You and your husband will start having more sex and more dinner parties. The kids will leave for great colleges. You'll move to Florida briefly for retirement and feed baby alligators marshmallows. Oh. And then you'll love your grandchildren like crazy. And when you're on your deathbed, you'll think back on all of it, and it is a podcast. Oh. It's a great, big, wonderful podcast about you, and you'll get to hear it. You'll get to hear the sounds of one big, fluffy marshmallow as you throw it up into the bright blue sky, and it tumbles into slow motion right down into your wrinkled, loving hands. Oh. Stop imagining things and make it happen. Just create it beautifully. Write your own beautiful life.
Did she just really say that?
You need to take her words to heart, Sheila.
The same goes for you.
She ordered crab cakes. You didn't order beefsteak tomatoes, Gwyneth. You ordered crab cakes.
I ordered crab cakes.
That's amazing.
There you go, Louise. You write the podcast.
What about Martha?
She doesn't know she's the writer yet. She's like a really tired mom who lost her identity, lost her sex drive, lost her sense of self. You know, she's just really overwhelmed and lost in the dark. Unless we do something, it might be a while until she gets out.
Let's get her headphones. Let's bring her back to the sweet world we live in. Let's help her write her story.
And we'll ask if they'll podcast it on Sandbox Radio.
The Spring Fever episode.
Perfect. Hey, Martha. Martha, take out your earplugs and open your eyes.
There's something special that's about to happen.
And it has to do with beautiful you.
This Sandbox Radio segment appears in the episode Spring Fever, recorded at ACT Theater in Seattle on April 27, 2015. The performance was recorded by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Dig deeper into Sandbox Radio at our website, sandboxradio.org, where you can find live show information and download prior episodes of the podcast. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and find the podcast in iTunes and Stitcher. See you at the next live show, and thanks for listening.